You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM. WISS, the Civic Media app, also AM 1590 and 1100 worldwide. Green Bay 45 degrees, Appleton 45, Oshkosh 45. Forecast cloudy with showers, windy, high of 64. Right now, the wind is coming from the south at 12 miles an hour. So it's a little brisk out there.
Do you want to confirm that? Okay.
Southeast at 14. I'll give it to you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's got that 2 degree. 3 degree.
2 degree guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah, just like Cameron. 2 degrees either way, though. Either higher or low.
That's
so
fine.
That makes it. It's then yeah. It's actually a 5 degree.
Yeah, that's true.
You see what I mean? It's not number. 3. You got both ways, and you can hit the number. Like, if you're in Vegas and you set for roulette, that's... Those are much better odds.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll take that. We're going to have Mark Houston in a little bit. I want to talk about something on Monday, Todd, that we're going to be doing. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's also my birthday. And we're going to do something, revive something that I used to do on my other show that was extremely popular back in the day. We did it for years, and it was the quarterback challenge. But what we're calling it on Monday is Win Johnny's Birthday Money, okay? Nicolet Bank in Green Bay is going to be sponsoring this. Got Mike Stepak from Fox Sports is going to co-host with me that day. And it's the NFL Quarterback Challenge, okay? You give me a quarterback from 1957 through last year that was on an NFL roster, even if he never played in a single game, never completed a pass, if he was on the regular season roster, and here's where you can find this. You can go NFL database quarterbacks, and it will list every quarterback pretty much in team history who is on the active roster in the regular season. So they received a paycheck. Put it that way. They received a regular season paycheck, and you don't start getting paid in the NFL until the regular season starts. If you stump me on what school he went to, what college he went to, you win a $25 gift card from Nicolet Bank, and Nicolet Bank will double that. They will give another $25 towards our veterans breakfast that we're going to be putting on. So how's that?
Nice. That'll be a lot of fun.
And they even came, when I talked with Jeff at Nicolet Bank, he came up with that part. He goes, let's do an add one.
Yeah.
An and one. That and one. He's so excited about this. You can't. They think it's a fun thing to raise money for the veterans, the whole thing. So that's what we're doing. All the money will go towards the veterans for a big breakfast, a free breakfast we're going to put on. I'm going to work it in conjunction with Vets and Friends in Appleton that does a phenomenal job on breakfast for the veterans. It is such a great gathering place of guys. You know how they talk about it with veterans, a lot of their issues? A lot of them, especially some of these older guys, they're alone. They've outlived, which is, you know, God bless them or anything. But getting together with fellow vets in something like this is really important for them. So we're going to be doing that, more on that. But Nicolet Bank, money. So bone up on your quarterbacks. Go to the NFL database quarterbacks, 1957 through last year. If you stump me, you win a $25 gift card from Nicolet National Bank. And if you stump me, they donate $25 more to our Veterans Breakfast. Okay. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. And Mike Stepak being here will be fun. And we've got, don't we have the author on from that magazine?
We do.
Pre-draft magazine.
That's right.
That'll be a great time. Do you have Mark?
Mark is on the line.
All right.
Mark, good morning. Bell and Sports Medicine, what is going on?
Hey, good morning. What roster was I on?
There you go. Yeah, I'm looking.
Show us your paychecks.
I didn't have my glasses. Mark, did you see some of those high school baskets?
I only made it a year, so that's why I had to come and do radio with you guys.
It's that sports loss and our gain. Mark, yeah. Did you see some of those high school basketball, the finishes of some of those games last night? Kimberly Kakana, Notre Dame, some of those girls' games. I mean, they say March Madness. I think it's the greatest time of year for sports.
Yeah, I agree. That's why, I mean, it's like you said, you know, we play, 4 months to get ready for this, but it's amazing. All the excitement of kids, parents, communities, and the teams. It's amazing just to see, like, you better show up because doesn't matter how bad you beat them the last two times, that this is what it's all about.
I saw a story on one of the shows. This is something we talk about what the great move of moving the thing to the rec center. These girls from like Laconia and I've heard somebody, they're like, this is like unbelievably awesome.
And Mark, you just talked about the community engagement. Some of these schools I haven't even heard of, these cities,
too.
And I think I know the state pretty well. So how exciting for them, but then the community is as excited. I mean, it's amazing the engagement from whatever. You drive into these little towns and you see, you know, state champions 97 or whatever. Yeah, I think this is a great time of year. It's not political at all. There's not a lot of divas in there. It's just a really fun time to And these buzzer shots, I think my Jets, did my Jets lose last night?
Yeah, they lost the tough one. Ron Colley got beat in a tough one.
Okay, by the way, that's just, they got to learn to lose too.
You know, Jim, though, you're right of the whole aspect of communities. You know, you look at the state tournament and some of these small little communities, I don't know if there's one single person in their town. They are so well represented when they get to the state tournament.
Yeah.
It's just awesome. And this year, we've got about five or six local schools that have made it. It is going to be an awesome WIAA state girls basketball tournament.
Westy Pier girls, first time there since, I don't know, early 90s or 80s or something. Westy Pier girls will play this afternoon.
Yeah, that's fun, too. When it's,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I remember when.
It doesn't matter how close you are, but, you know, I mean, it's like, hey, great. Those girls have earned it. They have been close so many years. Get out and support your Phantom girls because they are going to be going on a great ride.
And I remember when we went after the girls' championship, because like I said, was not in Green Bay. And I can't believe the economic impact it has, too.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the hotels really get into, they decorate, you know, the team that they're hosting, and, you know, the restaurants are busy. This is a, we can't write this thing off from an economic standpoint. It's very valuable to our community. Plus, it's so much fun. That's
but and
my
not
point.
Only that, but here's the deal though. Madison, I'm not a big fan of events in Madison. I know. We're going to Madison. We're going to Madison. Madison is just like ho hum when it comes to that. Okay. Green Bay has embraced bringing this high school stuff to Green Bay. Wouldn't you agree, Mark? The whole community has really gotten behind this.
Yeah, you know, I think you know we all love the sports side of things. But I agree with Jim, though, as a community of, you know, it's hotels that now are neat will get filled. It's the restaurants. I was leaving town late last night, and, you know, there was, I think I was going by Applebee's and Ashwaubenon, and there was a bus, and I could see a team that was inside. It's like, these people are in town. They're going to come in for a day before. They'll probably stay a day later.
Yeah.
You know, I think, and we've talked about this, it's even if your team's not here, make the drive down.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your kids down, spend a few dollars, and get, you know, great seats. See some great girls competition and watch one or two sessions. You don't have to spend 2 days. If you want, spend all 3 days. But just come down for an evening session. And like we've all talked about, parking. Yeah, you may have to pay for parking, but it's within blocks. You're not having to walk 10 blocks just to even barely get to, you know, somewhere. So great opportunities.
Yeah, and there's a sea of parking over there at Lambeau. I mean, it's not like Madison, you know, you park in. The other thing that
parking garage 8 blocks away.
And the other thing about Green Bay, your money goes further than it does in Madison. Madison's an expensive little city. It is. The hotels are expensive and the food's expensive. So I just think it's great to have it. I don't know how long the contract is, but I just hope we keep renewing that because this is a lot of fun. And you make a good point. There are seats available. I mean, 10,000 seats, they're not going to sell that out. But so there's always good seats available for that. So, yeah.
One of the girls in that interview, she's like, I mean, like the music and the noise and the lights and the fans. It's like, we're just like. Like during warm-up shows, we're having a hard time concentrating because we're like looking around at everything.
Jumbotron is pretty
exactly,
cool.
Exactly, yeah.
That's a good one. They
great
upgraded
event.
That.
Think about coming from a, you know, town of 1,500 people and you're playing there right now.
Right.
How cool is that?
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's why I think for those small towns, it's great to come in a day or so before just to take it in.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Go to another session. And they allow them to come and watch the other sessions. And just, it is, it's big-time limelight. And if they think it's big on Thursday and Friday, wait till they get to the night of the finals and the introductions and they turn off the lights and everyone gets introduced.
Oh, yeah, it's like
just
the Bulls.
An awesome feeling for these girls.
Yeah.
Spotlight.
And the Packers are good hosts too. Invite them over, do the tours. So it's nice.
I saw Kayla at the game last night. Oh. UWGB's head coach. Saw her watching one of her recruits playing down there. So that's awfully
cool
for Green Bay too, for their sports, where these kids come in to you know, your house basically, right. and do that. I think that was one of the great moves the WIA made, was moving to Green Bay.
Oh yeah.
Mark, do you guys?
You know, and it gives them the opportunity for basketball and volleyball, and like you just said, do you realize how many college coaches are in the house? They probably don't, but they're sitting, trust me, in the first couple rows, and they see you and they see with what you're doing if you're going to act like a jerk on the court. So it's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Shine at the greatest moment when you got it.
Hey, Mark, I got a question for you, though. Okay, so at Bayport last night, it was Kakana and Kimberly Boys. The game was supposed to be held somewhere else, and it was moved. Why would you take two Appleton Valley schools that are 4 miles away from each other and move them up to Green Bay? And I know you don't want to have it at either one of their schools, maybe for the home court advantage, but there's no place else in the Valley you could hold. How does that work? Do you know?
Well, I think what it comes down to, John, so, you know, they kind of, so if you would have looked a month ago, they kind of had predetermined sites.
Right.
When I say it's what schools will say, yeah, I'm going to host this. But then if you remember Kimberly, I can't remember what seed they are, 10, 12, whatever it was.
Yeah.
They were a lower seed. And they pulled some upsets.
You know what amazing thing is, though, Mark? Like 3 weeks ago, their head coach quit. Kimberly,
correct.
Freddie Owens, a great player for the Badgers.
That
he quit.
I believe Kakana beat Kimberly twice.
They did.
Big, and it's like one of those things of probably no one would have guessed that Kimberly was going to be there. So probably what ended up happening was they went to Bayport and said, would you be willing to host this game? So games do get moved around, and some people like that, some people don't. I think they also sometimes will pick a site and realize, will that school be able to host with the numbers that are coming in.
Okay.
So it's tough. It's not perfect. Sometimes I think also what happens is the school will say, yeah, we're going to host, and then find out it would have been like their girls team made it to state, let's say. So why do you want to take away from that school that said they would host? Right. Now their girls are at state, maybe playing last night, but now you're going to host them two schools that you don't have anything to do with besides hosting.
It's not so, like it's a different state. I mean, it's a little inconvenience. Just, like, yeah, I agree with that.
But I will say this. You know what the advantage was at playing at Bayport for everybody? They have the best high school public address announcer and our buddy Robert Kennedy.
Oh, yes.
For the Bayport.
He did that last night.
That's
right. He did that.
He is awesome at that. Mark, can you stick around?
Was awesome.
Can you stick around, Mark?
I'm good.
Okay. We'll be back in about 2 minutes with Mark Houston from Bell. We're just going to call you Mark Bellin from now on. Bellin Sports Medicine.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Just so you guys know, Jim and John, we've got actually, besides Mark being on the line, we've got a listener on the line, too, that wanted to inform you on something. Caller, what's your first name, please?
Ted.
Ted.
Yep.
Yep. And you wanted to tell Mino?
Yep. Mr. Mino.
Yes.
The Kimberly and Kakana game was originally supposed to have been played in Marshfield.
Oh.
And then it was moved to Bayport.
Oh. And why did they move it?
Pardon me?
Why was it moved? I mean, I'm glad they did. That'd be crazy for two local schools going all the way to Marshfield.
I think that's what the whole reasoning to move it was.
Got it. We were
hoping it was going to be at North.
Right. That's what I...
a lot closer. You know?
That's what I mean. It's like, why? You know what I mean? It's just like, I mean, those two... I mean, okay. So that's the reason.
Yep.
Okay.
And it was a great upset.
What? I got to be honest with you. These last couple of days, I've seen more last-second buzzer-beater shots in high school basketball than I've ever seen in all my years of covering sports. Yeah. It's incredible. It was incredible. The last few days have been incredible, haven't they?
Oh, it's there's no real words how everybody felt when we beat Kakana. I mean, and it was just.
But
exciting.
People have to know this whole story. I mean, Kakana's got a kid that's going to be going to Green Bay who's incredible, scored, what, 56 points or something in one of the games recently. And Kimberly lost their coach, Freddie Owens, the Badger star, about 2 weeks ago, just quit. And it's like, to have that happen, and now for this
to come. All the kids want Hoppy. And, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
They have really turned it around.
What an incredible, and that's great, but how about that shot that sophomore girl made for Kimberly at the buzzer? That is one of the most remarkable shots. The ball was loose on the floor, down by three. She picks up the loose ball, and with all the confidence in the world, hits a three as the buzzer goes off to send into overtime.
That's awesome.
Yep, and we're going tonight to Green Bay to watch them play tonight. So
A great time of year.
Hopefully tomorrow is going to be really nuts, going to Wisconsin Rapids to watch the boys, then hurry back home to go to Green Bay. That's what we're hoping. You know, it's going to be tight, but we'll get her done.
But you know what? That's a lot of fun. Enjoy the hell out of it.
Yep, my boy's a senior, and these boys, you know, I more or less grew up with watching them and my boy playing with them. So, you know, it means even more for me to go and watch these boys do what they're doing.
Can't even imagine.
At the very last minute, you know.
Yep. Congratulations.
Ted, thanks so much for calling in this morning.
Enjoy the heck out of this, Ted. I'd give anything to be in your shoes. Enjoy it all.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks,
guys.
Buddy.
Have fun.
You too. Take care. Wow. That's cool.
Those days are going to be over, so I'm glad he's making the effort.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when people go ahead.
Real quick, I got to say, hey, Todd, thank you for your music this morning. As we went to break, I had to wake up my son, and that was his music, wake up music. And
there you go.
My music, so. Thank you.
All right.
He is now standing here with a big smile on his
face. There you go. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he loves waking up to that. And all right, get to school.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, you know, sometimes people say, sports is too emphasized. And I think in some ways it probably is. But if you've ever gone to one of those events and you know, people talk about, kids these days aren't like, you see the enthusiasm that these kids bring and the pride they have in their school and the passion and the fun they have with it. It's a special time of your life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, John, I think the one thing is a lot of people, I think, will cut on athletics. But I will tell you, it doesn't matter if it's athletics. Doesn't matter if it's the play, if it's the band, theater, whatever we've got. There are so many great individuals, teachers, coaches that want to help progress these young kids and give them opportunities. And I think that's what's awesome about it. And, you know, we've always said, go out and take in a play at these locals. Go in and check out, even if you don't even know who the kids are, you don't know the roster, go check out a game, you know, take it in. It's just a great opportunity to support your community.
It is. And I want to underscore what you just said about the kids. You know, sometimes you stereotype, these are the jocks or these are the theater people. You get to know those kids. They're awesome. I mean, they're good students. They're all 3-3, 3-4, 3-5. They all volunteer and, it's just a different group. You know, nothing against people my age, but it's a different group of kids. They just are more well-rounded. Plus, they're great athletes or great, you know, theater people.
I think the other thing, too, Jim, is, you know, they got great grades. And maybe for some, it helps keep their grades up because they have something to drive for. But I think the other thing is it's okay that some of these kids, we won't have thousands of professional athletes coming out of our areas. You're going to have the one or twos. But guess what? It's going to teach you life lessons. That's the biggest thing about extracurricular and school and doing well. It's just getting your lifelong skills.
And a big shout out to the coaches because they emphasize academics. When we were, I'm not sure they did that when we were playing, John.
No, not at all. I mean, seriously.
That's what I'm saying.
Dead serious. I don't ever remember anybody.
I got to study. No, you don't.
Never.
You gotta go. So I just think, and we've had coaches in here and. They volunteer that. We don't ask. They just say, look, part of our program are economics. And they kind of compete with each other. And, they're all carrying great GPAs.
I'll be honest. I had some teammates. I'm not going to say any names, but they were dumber than a stump. And I mean that in a very loving way. Dumber than a stump. Okay. And they were fine with it. And I'm not trying to make fun of her or anything like that. But I didn't do any homework. I don't do homework. I'm not doing that.
No pressure from the coach.
No pressure from the coach. No pressure from their parents.
Or the school. Really.
And they'd get D's and, you know, whatever, whatever. And they were like, fine. They'd laugh about it. Nowadays, kids have so much more pride in, you know, academically and everything they do. It's almost like there's a little bit more peer pressure even.
Oh, I think there is.
You know, to succeed like that. Right, Mark?
Well, I definitely agree with that. And it's just, you know, I mean, some of these kids are taking AP classes, multiple classes, and doing extra things and volunteering, you know what I mean? But it's, again, all those things put together, and it's teaching these kids just great lessons.
Outstanding. Well, Mark, where are you going to be this weekend?
I'm going to be home. We had some plans change. But, I think it's, the other thing I want to say was, girls state tournament. I just said, go out and support these kids. But if you can't make it, girls state tournament, you can watch it on local TV.
Yep.
And what a great opportunity to watch these, you know. So tomorrow on Saturday, I think the champions start at maybe 11 o'clock. I should have checked this before.
It's going to be a great day. 11, my favorite day of the year.
All the way through 9 o'clock. So.
Outstanding. Mark Houston, thank you. Bell and Sports Medicine is awesome. Thanks for everything you do to make high school sports in this area even better than it is. You guys are awesome. Thank you for everything you do.
Thanks, take care, guys. Mark. Have a great weekend.
A great weekend, Mark. We'll be back right after this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Improvement and Service Committee is recommending the city take on 4 infrastructure projects totaling over $1 million. The projects include repairs to the Pine Street parking ramp, the Main Street parking ramp, repairs to the 7th Street Bridge over the Beaver Dam Creek, and installation of water and sewer mains at Finger Road to advance Drop Forge's plan to build a $20 million plant in the area. The Green Bay Council will vote on the recommendations on Tuesday, March 18th. Oshkosh police are investigating 2 separate shooting incidents Wednesday night. The first happened around 5:45 p.m. on Cherry Street. When officers arrived, they found several people inside of a vehicle. During the search of the vehicle, they found a handgun and marijuana. Another handgun and marijuana were found inside of the home as well. Charges are being referred against a 19-year-old Nina man and a 16-year-old Oshkosh boy in connection with that incident. Then, just after 10:30, officers were sent to Dove Street, where a suspect was seen firing several shots toward a residence and then fleeing in a vehicle. No one was injured in either incident. Oshkosh police are urging residents to report any suspicious activities, and if you have information about either shooting, to call the Oshkosh PD. The Greater Green Bay Community Foundation awarded over $341,000 in grants to 35 nonprofit organizations during the winter grant cycle this year. The nonprofits that serve Brown, Kewaunee, and Oconto counties will use the grants for everything from job training programs, youth mentoring, feeding those with food insecurity, providing dental care to uninsured children, helping refugees, environmental programs, literacy programs, programs for the homeless, and many other worthy projects. The grants are awarded twice a year, and applications for the next grant cycle open May 1st. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Mark Houston joining us, Bell and Sports Medicine. All right, give us a very special introduction here, Todd.
Well, he's the president of one of our favorite teams in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Herd. Steve Brandis is on the line with us. Good morning, Steve.
Steve, welcome to Mino and the Mayor.
Good morning.
You got it going on down there, Steve.
We do. We're making a massive playoff push. So we're having fun, and we can't wait for our remaining five home games.
You know, we do our show. We were down there yesterday in Oshkosh, just down the street from you guys, and just driving past that arena, it's like, man, this thing just – and it's kind of cool because all the other buildings, you know, we talked about, they're 100 years old and all these things. And then here's this beautiful, modern, state-of-the-art facility driving by. I've done some games with Ted and everything.
Very beautiful building.
I love coming to that place. It's just got a cool, welcoming feeling when you walk in. And I'm not blowing smoke because I've been in a million arenas, and yours is really cool.
Yeah, it's a very cool arena, very amazing experience for the fans. We have a lot of fans that will come up from Milwaukee that have never been, that are big Bucks fans. And now they get hooked and they want to keep coming back. So it's a great experience.
Yeah. And Steve, the other thing that you do there is you engage the community, mm-hmm. either with, you've done some things for the homeless, you've done some things for women, and just, you know, and to come
veterans.
And see a veteran, to come to see a great game, and then you'll elevate the community a little bit more. That's very important to people like us, or a lot of people in Oshkosh too. And I think who's ever running that program is doing the right thing.
We try. We have a good group of people, solid core of staff that really care about the community. Without the community where we play and work, you know, we wouldn't exist. So we recognize that, and we want to do our best to use our voices and our platform to give back.
And you know what? Those things are all great. But if you lose and lose and lose, you know, some of the luster comes off. But when you have a team that's playing like your guy and some young gentlemen who are going to be playing for the Milwaukee Bucks down the road without question, that adds a little extra spice to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's so fun to watch these young men that are trying to develop and get their cup of coffee, earn their chance. You know, last year, Ryan Rollins, success story, you know, played with us and now locked in with the Bucks for long terms, you know, so it's fun to watch those guys.
Well, that's the thing. Even when we talk about the Timber Rattlers and Nikki that was working with us here, you know, promotions for them. And we talked about some of the players over the years that, you know, you got a chance to spend, you know, $7 and go watch this kid that's now a Major League All-Star player, and you're going to pay $100 to go watch him play. And you get a chance to be so up close and personal with these people on their way up.
Yeah, million percent. So many of those stories. You know, Christian Wood coming through, Gary Payton II coming through, seeing Brandon Jennings make a comeback. And you're right, like, it's so intimate. Like, if you're sitting courtside, we jokingly say, if you catch a player, please throw him back.
Because
you're on top of the guy. Like, it's fun.
As much as the fans get engaged and close up, the players are more accessible and reach out to the community more, too. And I think that just helps strengthen the whole atmosphere, the whole vibe of what you're doing down there. So getting the I just want to, as a guy who's a season ticket holder for the Badgers and football forever, it's nice when you win.
Yeah. they do still keep score.
Well, yeah.
Despite all the great hoopla, they do still keep score.
They continue to support you.
Yeah.
And sometimes they pay for the tickets and don't go, so you lose a little bit on concessions. But, boy, it's nice when you can put a team together that is over 500.
Not even a question.
Yeah, win rhymes with fun. a lot of good things happen when you win. So,
Steve, what is it like with an organization? Obviously, the Bucks are a great organization, and I think the league has done a great job at geographically keeping teams close, because, you know, and that's great now with the Timber Rattlers too, along those lines. Because, you know, when they were an affiliate of like Seattle, it's like, okay, well, it's great having you guys. We'll never see you again, you know. And I think that's a great thing that these leagues have done now, is having their quote unquote minor league teams really close to their regular fan base.
Yeah, I think there's a strategy in place there. You know, clearly for basketball operations, you know, an hour, 20-minute drive, if you have a lead foot, an hour.
Yeah.
Jim,
45
is nice,
minutes.
You know, to have guys assigned and get playing time. And you'll see guys that will be playing for the Bucks one night. Next night, they're with the Herd. Next night, they're back with the Bucks. And that's the reason the geographic location is close. But it's not, most of the teams are not in the same market, because there's also a strategy there of expanding the brand footprint to the entire state that the parent club is in. So very smart strategy from both business and basketball, for sure.
You know, I used to get a kick out of, I do a game with Ted, and the guy whose name I never pronounced, I never, ever, ever learned how to pronounce this guy's name, 6'10", big guy, from like Lithuania or one Eastern European. You know who I'm talking?
Sandro Mamushkelovili.
Yes.
Well, we wouldn't know if it was wrong, so we're assuming you're right.
I just winged it.
But we do the game. We do the game on like Tuesday. Then you watch a Bucks game on Wednesday, right. And there he is. And then here he is again on Thursday, back at Oshkosh.
That's cool.
Right. He's doing well in the leagues, in the NBA. So.
Oh, he's in the NBA?
Yes, I believe so. I can't remember where he is. He might be with the Spurs.
I know he went to San Antonio. That's great, man. Yeah. He was a nice guy, really nice guy.
Yeah,
and
he's definitely a nice guy from Georgia.
Georgia, that's what it is, the country of Georgia. Steve, tell me a little bit about what you guys got coming up. This is a big week for you guys. I know we're talking huge high school things and the Big Ten tournament and all these things, but tell me about how important this next couple of weeks are for you guys here in town.
Yeah, absolutely. Massively important for us. You know, we have 5 games left in March, and we're currently ranked 9th in the league. Our record's 14-13, and it's such a tight race that we're 3.5 games out of first. And to put it in perspective, the top 6 teams make the playoffs. So we're currently 9th, but we have very similar records with a lot of teams in front of us. So it's anybody's ball game. So we need the support for the home, you know, the home crowd, the 6th man, to like really help create the atmosphere to bring home some W's to push us into the playoffs. But from an entertainment aspect, a lot of fun stuff. So tonight is our Wisconsin Her Night. We dropped the D off of Herd for celebrate women and women's empowerment. We'll play in some really slick jerseys that were designed by a woman graphic designer on our staff, and that's going to be a fun night. And we're giving away 1,000 Lisa Byington hats to the first, 1,000 fans, courtesy of BMO. So that'll be a fun night celebrating her as well. Just a lot of fun stuff. We got a Curdman bobblehead coming up. We got our Marvel superhero night where we're giving out posters created by Marvel. And then the last game of our season is our fan appreciation night. So celebrating our fans, because without them, we don't exist.
That's so last awesome. 5 regular season games coming up here over the next 2 weeks.
Yes, last 5 home games. So very important for us. We got a couple on the road, but we got to hit the home ones as well.
Fantastic. Right.
Steve, let me just ask you, we got a couple minutes left, and I don't want to go too far off the subject here, but I teach at our local college. We have students that listen to us every morning. Tell me about your career path quickly. I mean, that's a pretty cool job you have to be the president of the Wisconsin Herd.
Right. The quick elevator pitch was a professional archaeologist out of college, 2.5 years, which is
crazy.
Well, boy,
you got to have that.
Archaeologist?
Yeah, I thought everybody transferred into...
Yeah, I've always wanted to be an archaeologist.
Wow, you're the only one I know.
I'm like George Costanza, who wanted to be an architect.
There you go. And just got my feet into the door with sports marketing through another school that trained you, and then kind of worked my way up, was in the Continental Basketball Association, worked for a team called the Idaho Stampede for 14 years, did every single job, ran the team for 10, was asked to come out here to launch the Bucks, and was blessed, fortunate enough to snag a job with this group, and was the first employee to launch the team in 2017. And a wild ride, more stories down the line if we have more time, but crazy
well,
fun.
You're doing a great job. Kudos to you.
How did you like Pocatello?
Pocatello's fun. Idaho is fun.
I used to live in Twin Falls.
Okay. Yeah, I lived in Boise.
Yeah, there you go.
They got it going on in Boise right now, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I wish I had kept my house.
You're right. Okay, we were talking about Madison. Boise has done the same thing with Madison as far as number of people moving there.
Moving there and loving it. And it used to be a good deal. It's expensive now.
But Oshkosh is the best.
It is. Oh, yes. Of course. I was going to end with that. Yes.
We love coming down there. Like I said, our studio is just down the road from you guys. Just enjoy going throughout that whole area. We love the downtown, what you guys have done. And it's great that you guys have... carved your niche into Oshkosh once again for basketball. Steve, we appreciate it like you can't believe. Best of luck. Give us one quick pitch for your very next game. Let's fill the place.
Let's pack the place so we can get into the playoffs. We need the 6 men. We need you, the fans, to be there, which you are the best, and Herd up.
All right.
You're the man.
Sounds good.
Steve, President of Wisconsin Herd, thank you so very much. But one day I want to talk to you about archaeology, because I'm an amateur archaeologist, and I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anytime.
Excellent. Thank you, Steve. All right. Take care, my friend.
Take care.
Wisconsin Herd, what a great entity, huh? Cheap tickets and everything. Great atmosphere.
Easy parking downtown.
And this week they did a library week. So the team went around and
reading with kids.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, and there were like three or four or five of them that went. It's just awesome.
I got to tell you one quick
thing. They're doing it because they're nice people, but they're also, those kids are going to follow them.
You know what the most, because we've, you know, on TV, you always cover those stories. Kind of, you know what the most fun part is? When those guys walk into the room and these kids,
it's
like a giant just walked in. Like the one guy was talking about, he's 6'10, 275, and he would fill that doorway right there. He'd fill that doorway. And these little 7-year-old kids,
but
they're gentle giants.
Yeah, they are. But those kids are going to follow them. You know, it's you remember the first Packer you met, you know,
Willie Davis.
That's cool.
Even as an adult, I get around those people and you're like, oh my God, you know? Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing it right down there.
But it's so awesome, like I was saying, with the Timber Rattlers, that you can say, I remember when this kid was, I told this story 100 times. I did the first story on A-Rod when he played for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And he asked me if I'd send the story to his mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, they hadn't been, I don't want to say jaded, but they, you know, once you get into the league, into the NBA, it's literally like Jim, congratulations. Yeah. You just went from, you know, this guy, you're now making $57 million a year. God bless you, but you're going to change.
You are.
You just are. It's just a different, they're breathing different oxygen at that level.
I will say the teams here, I don't give UWGB a lot of credit. They reach out to the community.
Oh, no
the
question.
The girls do, but the men did a lot. And even the hockey guys.
Oh, the Gamblers?
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
They are, aren't they? I think that's cool. And I think that really helps. It helps kids, but it also helps sales. So
tonight, the Herd taking on the Cleveland Charge in Oshkosh, 7 o'clock is tip-off.
Tip-off. It's great, but get there early and enjoy all the festivities have. Yep. It's an event, and bring your kids. We got to start a break. Back at this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good night, everybody.
Yes, I like that.
What is it?
What is that, Todd?
Well, that's some Irish music, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, All right. Todd always has a theme to something. He's incredible.
Figured it out. We didn't.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Todd, that was great getting him on.
I love Steve.
We want to support them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is such a fun time. I can't tell you. I've gone to a couple games, and everyone, even when they lose, it's still a fun time.
Right. I don't want to tell him something.
What's that?
I've done, I think, 8 games.
Yeah, you can't do any more games.
Yeah. Are they 0-8 with you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't want you.
No.
I know.
Keep him out. Keep him out.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. You know, it's going to be fun to get him on. I guess when we go to the game, we can maybe get it before or after. But interesting career path, right?
I would rather talk archaeology with him than basketball.
I can get him on next week to talk about that? Okay.
I just think he's interesting. And then the other thing I liked about him, when he got in, I don't know if he said he was an intern, but, you know, 14 years, he did everything. You notice how he emphasized everything? Like, that means you got to do everything if you're going to be president someday. So, yeah, I'd like to learn more about that. But, you know, tonight, that her night, her H-E-R hyphen D night, that's
and
great.
You know what he's talking about? He's got a graphic art person. That's a big thing. Now, I know the Gamblers are big with that, too, where they'll have an artist do... I think our guy Spencer has even done some original art that become the jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
And those become collector items.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those become really popular.
Yeah, it's a great veterans thing for the Gamblers. Yes. And they auction those off, and those go for a lot of money.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of money.
Yeah, I got a couple of those. Yeah, that's nice. So, they got this design tonight, designed by women. Their jerseys are wearing tonight, so that'll be fun to see that.
No, that'll be cool. That's a great thing they got going on there.
I liked him. I think he's... doesn't think he's that big of a deal. You know what I mean? He was like very humble and
this league is good. I remember when the Wisconsin Flyers came to town, and that was in Oshkosh. It was a CBA back in I'm talking mid-80s.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it lasted 5 years. Anybody tell me somebody out there the history of the Wisconsin Flyers, if anybody remembers that. Mid-80s.
Basketball.
Yeah, late 80s. But that was the old CBA. But you know, everybody used to it's minor leagues, it's the, you know, whatever. But it's amazing, like Phil Jackson, who then went on to win, what, five world championships and make $1 billion. Yeah. He was one of the coaches. He wasn't with Wisconsin, but he was one of the other. Yeah, Mr. Zen. I could never understand the whole thing. That was big when I was in college. You know, I know the book I had to read for class. And I can't tell you one thing I got out of that book.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know what it was?
What, his book?
No, it was Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Repair. Do you remember that book?
No.
Then it was Zen and the Art of Archery.
A lot of Zen, but
Zen and the Art of, I never quite got it. What were they trying to tell you with that?
Yeah, you're part of it. Like you're part of the motorcycle. You're part of the bow and arrow. Yeah, you're part of it, right? That's what Zen is, right?
Know.
He would give that book to his team, and
I know.
I don't think some of them read it.
I don't think they read it. I think they have somebody else read it. Tell me a little bit about it.
Case coach points.
But you're right.
Me.
He would specifically have certain books that make the guys read about that whole Zen type. Remember all those books used to come out then, though? It was
everybody jumped on that.
Yes. I'm okay, you're okay. The Art of Saying No, The Art of Persuasion.
Yeah.
All those self-help books.
Yeah. Maybe that was the impetus step, but yeah, that those are a little bit different. But that Zen stuff is almost like a religion a little bit.
Yeah,
kind of.
But then it's they would have those like conventions where people would go in those rooms and they wouldn't. I remember this thing. I talked to somebody that went to one time and they said they wouldn't let you get up and go to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like
that's
so controlled.
That's
it was
a little too much.
But yeah.
Anyway,
what do you do if you gotta go?
But I will say, I just want to say on the other hand for that. It worked. Some of that works. Some people.
It worked for me.
I'm talking about some of these basketball players.
Oh, I think you meant the Zen thing.
I'm talking about the Zen thing with Phil.
Well, he was different, though. I give him a lot of credit on something. A lot of because he lived it himself.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I think that's why. Did he write a book? I think
yes.
That's what I thought. Okay.
I mean, let me put it this way. The number one thing with players, credibility of that coach, because a lot of coaches, they were the old school guys, and it was, guys, you can't stay out late and drink and then expect to, you can't hang with the eagle or can't hang with the owls at night and fly with the eagles in the morning. Oh, and then he would be in the hotel bar hitting on stewardesses until 3 a.m, hammered and stumbling. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas Phil, he lived it.
Yeah, I he did.
That's the difference.
And he also
the credibility.
Won. And he won.
And he won.
You couldn't touch the Bulls back then.
Oh, God. Did he win? I mean, he was, and you got, think of the ego of a Michael Jordan ran the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to say to Michael Jordan where he's going to say, yeah, coach, okay, I don't want to do that, but you're
good
right.
Good idea.
Good idea. So somehow he kept, and then now.
It's amazing how he, right,
because. Because now it's, because Scottie Pippen for some reason has gone weird. And Gibbs just rips Michael Jordan, and Jordan got too much credit, and he didn't get enough credit.
Yeah,
and Jordan wouldn't have won if it wasn't for him.
I saw that.
Okay? So you know those things that are coming out now were inside of him, those same feelings when they were playing.
Yeah.
But nobody knew it because Phil Jackson controlled that.
But that's back to that Zen, right? Doesn't that
that's what
you
I mean.
All connected at a certain level?
While they were together and playing,
right.
now that's
saying.
Pippen's away from
you think he put the book down?
I think he put the book down. I don't think he's picked up the book for a while.
Yeah. But you're right. It those feelings were there, but they were controlled either through Phil or through
exactly
the book.
That's exactly what I mean. No question. Phil Jackson was one in a million, but it was fun. I remember interviewing him here in Oshkosh when he brought his team from Pennsylvania or something. So
I always liked him. I think he was
me too.
Just a great man, different but a great. I don't know, manager, leader. He was, I always liked him. So, anyway.
Todd, you know Phil Jackson's classmate, you won't know, at the University of North Dakota? Our boss.
Who?
Duke Wright. His wife.
Really?
Peggy and Phil Jackson were classmates, and I think boyfriend, girlfriend sometimes, at the University of North Dakota. Yeah.
So is Duke a step up or a step down?
Same money.
But she could, I have to say, she sniffed out money.
Quick break, man.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.